we have a lot of rebels that were universalists south of here. And I've got a lot of that in me.
Mm-hmm.
This broad concept of God's love, you know, and the importance of seeking after truth. And when they didn't have any minister down there, sometimes they'd call on me to go and talk.
Mm-hmm.
And they always danced. And some of them lived just south of here, and they'd have big square dances, and there were fiddlers and banjo pickers in there among the families.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them still do down there, they have a little band,
mm-hmm.
and they dance. And they had, but here, among other people, Methodists and Baptists, a lot of our relatives were Methodists and Baptists too, Presbyterians, and they, some of them were a little indifferent toward the idea of dancing, but they used to have a lot of picnics and family gatherings, especially on birthdays. And even before we started in 1934 with this Moore Thompson Hicks Faison reunion, prior to that time, certain birthdays in the family of older members of the family, they'd have be a big gathering, people would bring food,
mm-hmm.
and spend the mm-hmm. day. That's another expression. Go and spend the day. we use that right much through here. A lot of the younger generation wouldn't know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But spend the day is mean when you go and spend the day with a person. Stay all day out with them. And my aunt had three maiden aunts here and bachelor uncles, and they go off and spend the day sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Or relatives would come and spend the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then they always had big dinners here for birthdays,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
for the grandchildren, mm-hmm. for the nieces and nephews.
Mm-hmm. What about weddings? People get together and...
Well, some of this connection of ours went in big for weddings, and they still do.
Who would they have participating in the wedding besides just the